This is a Kim Monson news briefing.
Colorado measure would let state keep TABOR refunds for schools. A November ballot question sent to voters by Senate Bill 26-135 would let Colorado retain surplus revenue. It now refunds to taxpayers, funding a decade of K-12 increases. Denver, Colorado lawmakers have sent voters a November ballot question that would let the state keep hundreds of millions of dollars in surplus revenue now returned to taxpayers as refunds, redirecting it into public schools. The bill, Senate Bill 26-135, cleared both chambers of the General Assembly and now heads to Governor Polis. It directs the Colorado Secretary of State to place a single question before voters at the November 3, 2026, general election. If a majority votes yes, the measure takes effect. If not, nothing changes. The question asks voters to approve a 2% annual increase in state K-12 funding, compounding for 10 years, with the money directed toward teacher pay, teacher retention, smaller class sizes, and expanded access to career and technical courses. An annual independent audit would report how the funds are spent. To pay for the increase, the state would retain and spend revenue it currently must refund under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, the constitutional provision Colorado voters approved in 1992 that caps how much revenue the state may keep and requires the surplus to be returned. Beginning in the 2026-27 fiscal year, the state could keep an amount of that surplus equal to its public K-12 education funding, depositing it into a newly created children's account in the general fund. Approval would count as a voter-approved revenue change that permanently raises the state's annual fiscal year spending limit by the amount spent on K-12. The dollar figures come from the Legislative Council staff fiscal note. Conditional on voter approval, the measure is expected to reduce TABOR refunds by an estimated $136.1 million in fiscal year 2026-27 and $969.7 million in fiscal year 2027-28, with the reductions falling first on property tax refunds tied to the homestead exemption, then the income tax rate reduction, then the six-tier sales tax refund. In years with large surpluses, the fiscal note projects the state could ultimately retain billions above the cap, limited to the amount it spends on K-12. Kim Monson, host of The Kim Monson Show and president of the Colorado Union of Taxpayers, testified against the bill and frames the question for voters as an attack on TABOR itself. An example is the Senate Bill 135, which is sending to the ballot a question that will basically gut TABOR, Colorado's Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, under the guise of education, Monson said on The Kim Monson Show. And I did testify against the bill because we had read it. CUT has published a formal statement opposing the measure. The group says the referendum's purpose is bypassing TABOR, Colorado's Taxpayers' Bill of Rights limits and allowing the state to keep our TABOR refunds from money that the state overcollected in taxes from us, according to CUT's opposition statement. Monson said the organization is tracking roughly 30 bills for its 2026 ratings report, several of which she considered damaging to taxpayers. The bill's prime sponsors are Senator Bridges and Senator Kipp in the Senate and Representative Bacon and Representative Locoons in the House, joined by a list of Democrat co-sponsors. Proponents describe the same mechanism in the language of the ballot title itself, which asks whether state investment in K-12 should rise 2% each year for the next decade without raising taxes, but instead funded by raising the annual limit on state fiscal year spending only by the amount spent on public K-12 education as a voter-approved revenue change. Under the bill, a district's share of the new positive factor money may be used only to raise teacher pay, improve retention, lower class sizes, and broaden access to career and technical courses. Remaining funds would support childcare, full-day preschool, and other children's programs. The statewide letter or number for the question will be assigned later by the Secretary of State. What voters decide on November 3 will determine whether the surplus refund mechanism that has defined Colorado fiscal policy for more than three decades bends to make room for a new, permanent education commitment or holds. And now, Kim's perspective. I testified against Senate Bill 135 because I read it, and reading it is the whole point. Tabor is the one tool Colorado voters have that forces the state to give money back when it collects more than it should. This measure asks you to hand those refunds over and call it education funding. And once that limit moves up, it does not come back down. Every dollar the state keeps above the cap is a dollar that was yours first. When the government wants to keep your refund, the burden is on the government to make the case, and voters should read the question as carefully as I did. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.